Good morning, everyone. This is Mel. I wanted to check something out and also share a revelation that I had last weekend. It's been percolating for a while, I think, and finally I figured out a way to ask questions to elicit the information that I have been curious about. And I was having dinner with my partner, someone I love dearly, and so I notice often that he's not with me, he's not present, and so if I feel as though that if I don't talk, that we won't talk. And I'm sure this is a really common problem with long-term relationships, and you know, we work on it. So anyway, I thought, okay, how can I figure out what's going on here so that I can better understand the challenges of being with me as an individual and also me as a blind person? So he was off somewhere, and so I said, okay, tell me what you're seeing. And he began to tell me a list of all the things that he was seeing, and words to describe what he was seeing, it was very difficult for him to get those words. And I think that eye-mouth connection is challenging for a lot of people. And also, I didn't realize how much stimulus was coming in through his eyes. The list started from far out, you know, like the sky level, and then it began to come in, you know, to the buildings across the street and the windows, and then to the, you know, what he was seeing on the street, and then a little bit closer in, and then, you know, who was sitting in the restaurant. And it never really did get to me, which I didn't really expect. But so we talked about that for a while, all the different layers of the stimulus that he was seeing. And then after a bit, silence reigned again, and I noticed he was off. And I asked him again what he was seeing. And we talked about that for a while. And then I said, okay, now, you know, close your eyes and tell me, you know, what's coming in through your ears. And once again, it started out, you know, he was hearing traffic noises, or he was hearing church bells, or then it came in a little bit closer, he was hearing voices around him. And so we talked about that for a little bit. And so then I thought, wow, what I'm getting in this moment is he's getting all the stimulus in from his eyes and all the stimulus in through his ears and selecting to be with me at one table in one spot in this huge, big world of stimulus is very challenging. And I realize that since we are not able to have eye contact, that doesn't help him. Like, he doesn't have the benefit of having eye contact with me, so it's even more difficult for him to be where I am. And it helped me feel more compassion for what it's like for a very, very visually based person to be with someone who is not visually based and someone that they can't have eye contact with. And also, the other point about this is I know that he is also distracted by his own mental thoughts, his thoughts, and also his own physical issues. There's pain going on. And so there's so many things that are distracting him from me. And I feel compassion for that. And I feel sad about that. And I also wonder, you know, how can I be so exciting and stimulating to be with so that, you know, I bring in his attention to me. And then part of that then makes me feel like that requires so much energy from me to make our world exciting. And at this time in my life, I'm so excited about my work and what I'm doing with Blind Alive and Eyes Free Fitness that I just don't really have the energy to be so stimulating. I can talk about my work because that's exciting to me. I'm just interested by the whole revelation of stimulus that he's having to deal with in order to be with me. And I'm wondering and asking the question, do other blind people notice this? Or is it just me that I'm particularly boring at this time in my life because all I can talk about is my work? So anyway, just putting it out there.